Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being hungover or having too much protein in your tum-tum. The number to call in is 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804 if you are listening to us live on Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. You can join our chat room at that same time, too. We call it the Den Pen by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live on the homepage. Or if you're listening on one of our great affiliates, all you got to do is open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com, D-A-V-I-N comedy.com, one word. Go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. And you are in. We also are on TuneIn Radio, and I know now we're on iTunes, so if you search for, if you go to iTunes Radio and search for the Indie Authority, we're live now on iTunes.
Yes.
And various other places. I am your host, Davin Rosemont. I am joined by the returning Pip Helix.
Hello, I have returned. Pip, I'm so sorry.
Joe will be Joe will be joining the program shortly. Joe is efforting to get here. He should be here in about half hour, 45 minutes.
Yeah, barring no police upsets, he will be here shortly.
Well, you know, if they're chasing him, it'll just make Joe drive faster.
I know. And have lots to talk about when he gets here.
Which is always good. Fun show tonight. Rabbi Shmuley, famous rabbi, gave his take on lust. So we'll talk about a rabbi's point of view on lust. we'll catch up on our weekends.
Yes.
And also, some possibly game-changing revelations fake Davin made to his African girlfriend, Belinda.
I cannot wait for my stories tonight.
That we'll get into that. And Ann Jackson's been popular on the anti-scam sites again.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. So we'll revisit that, see what she's up to, see what she's thinking in February, and she'll tell us how she thinks it should really go down and what the real problems are. It's always good when Ann takes a stand and tells us what the real issue is.
Leading her troops.
Yes. Leading her troops. All right. So eventful if you're lame. So eventful for me.
If you're lame.
Yeah, I mean, listen, people
that nice pillow, nice couch.
It's Memorial Day weekend. If you have friends,
yeah,
you're doing a lot of cool things.
Oh, that must be nice for you.
I don't. So I wasn't.
Oh, so you were.
Yeah, I don't have. So, no, not a lot of cool things for me. But we went out on a Friday night, and my wife, as I think I announced on last week's show, you know, her job loves her. They do. She does a great job.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, I read on Facebook that she got accolades.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very nice.
That's the phone.
Wow. Somebody's very excited about her accolades.
Hello, you're on the air. Welcome to Davin's Den.
Hello.
Who's this?
Me, Dun Ross.
Hey, Dun Ross, how are you?
Hey, Dun Ross.
What's up?
How are you?
How are we? We're good.
We're good so far.
What's going on?
Well, I just want to say to that. Hello.
Hi, Pip.
All right, Dun Ross, here's what you got to do. If you're going to, you got to turn down.
Good.
No. You got to turn down however you listen to the radio show. Turn that down so you can't hear it because there's a delay.
What's going on?
Well, I just want to say to Pit down Missa from last week.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you, Dun Ross.
Thank you, Dun Ross. That's very sweet. You see, Pip, when you are not here, people notice.
Okay.
I didn't think that you and Joe noticed, but Dun Ross noticed.
I had a little bit more elbow room, so I noticed. It was spacious without you.
That's good.
Yes, but that's nice that Dun Ross took the time out of his day. And to say how much he missed you. People love you, Pip Helix.
I don't know why, but I'll accept it.
You're an important part of this show.
I'm the glue.
Yeah. Well, Dun Ross, thank you for calling in. We appreciate that. Always nice to hear your voice. And I guess you're hanging out in the chat room, so I guess Pip will be talking to you throughout the show, along with the other people in the Den Pen, yes?
Okay.
Yes.
All right, man. Have a good one.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Well, that was nice of him.
See, somebody missed me.
You're missed.
My cats missed me.
Yeah, of course they do. Who's going to clean up this? Who's going to clean up this fur ball? This house is a mess.
I left that there like 5 minutes ago, and it still remains.
Where is our wench? Where is this cat wench?
Where is our servant?
I will inflict another sickness on myself to get our attention.
Oh, no, not another one down.
All right, so anyway. So she does really well at her job and everything. So to give her another nice review. So we went out to celebrate. So we go to an Italian restaurant in town that we don't go to a lot, mm-hmm. but we've been to several times. Very good. Yeah, I have like restaurants that, you know, even though you don't go to them a lot, you just know they're good.
Yes, and they're like your go-to when you're like, ah, oh, we should do something special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until you shouldn't go there anymore.
Oh, God.
Listen, everybody can have a bad night.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Anybody who listens to this show knows mine's usually on Tuesday. But anybody can have a bad night. But we hadn't been there in a while. I figured the kid will eat Italian. We like Italian. So I order these, they're called, as an appetizer, these Pomo meatballs.
Pomo?
I don't know. It's an appetizer. So it's like meatballs
okay.
with mozzarella in them.
That sounds good.
It does sound good,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
How much do you think that costs?
How big were the meatballs?
No. How much?
Well, it depends. How many meatballs did you get?
I don't get to see them. I will go into that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm thinking it's an appetizer. I'm thinking like $7.
Okay, not too far off. $8.50.
Okay.
$8.50.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah.
I get two meatballs. Not very large meatballs for $8.50. I thought there was going to be like a bunch.
Of little meatballs.
Yeah. Something like that.
Two meatballs?
For $8.50.
No.
We're not off to a good start.
Yeah, no, that's not good. I am not pleased.
Somebody wrote that?
No, I was not there, and I am not pleased.
No.
Because I mentally, for the people who aren't in the den, and you should be, Tom, Trucker Tom, one of our regulars, has taken to taunting me with what he's eating for dinner while we're starting the show.
Tom, stop taunting her with your meat. It's not appropriate.
He was taunting me with stuffed peppers last time.
Is that what you call it? Well, it's red.
he was talking about stuffed peppers last time I was here, and he's talking about his big steak tonight.
Listen, I don't want to hear from Tom with his cooking, because I presented to Tom a show which would star him, a TV show which would star him, that we should get together and pitch, and he did nothing with that.
Oh, okay.
So I don't want to hear from him.
You don't want to hear about his cooking?
I
yeah, no, he likes
now.
To torment me because he knows I get here and I'm hungry.
I'm sorry. No, I'm a cat. So we're off to a bad start.
Okay, yeah.
So what to get the kid? You know, she's a kind of a picky eater.
Mm-hmm.
There was the rigatoni with the bolognese.
Okay, so that's pretty...
pretty straightforward.
Yeah, straightforward.
We went instead with the spaghetti and meatballs.
Okay.
Kid likes meatballs.
Yeah.
Meatballs, you know, every Italian restaurant should have good meatballs, no?
Yeah.
So you know what? We'll get her spaghetti and meatballs. She likes. That'll be good. Not as good as the ShopRite meatballs. We buy these frozen ShopRite. It's weird. Frozen ShopRite meatballs.
They're awesome.
You've had them?
Yes.
They're like better than meatballs that you get in a restaurant.
Yes.
Which makes no sense.
I know.
But they're seasoned well, so fine. And I want to go, well, it's not going to be like home. It's not going to be like when I defrost them.
I know.
You gotta tell the kid it's going to be a little different. The wife gets a pistachio encrusted salmon.
Okay, that sounds good.
To you, it sounds good. To me, I'm like, I don't want nuts with my fish. Well, usually I do, but...
Yeah, I was thinking, well, you know, as a matter of fact, on that same subject, Trucker Tom says, I always suspected Davin's meatballs weren't that large.
You're right. It's from all the steroids.
I'm wondering why Trucker Tom's giving that much thought to your meatballs.
Well, they're cheese-filled, Tom. Enjoy. So, so she orders the because she's, you know, she's doing this kickboxing thing and watching what she eats and everything.
Yeah.
So she's doing the pistachios encrusted salmon. I get it wasn't a lot that was appealing to me. So I got a lamb shank on risotto.
Okay.
Something I don't make at home.
No, right.
So the kid gets her meatballs. Right. They're little tiny meatballs. Shut up, Tom. They're little.
Yeah, stay away from that. It's
like,
the kid.
They're like kind of white, and they have like spinach. Or something in them.
But wait, whoa, this is not what was advertised. When you get meatballs, they should not be showing up with any, like, strange vegetables in them, number one.
Correct.
Or in strange colors.
Correct.
No.
I know in some places they don't just make beef meatballs. They mix in pork or veal or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's predominantly beef.
Yeah. What's this, like, light colored?
Yeah. I mean, this is the very
turkey?
Pale. No, I don't think it was turkey.
Okay.
So, she doesn't like the meatballs.
No.
They're small. They're full of spinach. The wife tries them and almost gags. And then she goes, oh, you try. I'm like, no.
No.
We've already established not good.
We already saw gagging. That's not really appetizing.
No. So then the wife is scraping the pistachio because it was like too thick and crusted on the salmon, and they leave skin on the salmon, which you don't do.
No.
You don't do that.
No.
No, the skin, if it's cooked properly, the skin of salmon should peel right off.
It should.
Yeah, exactly.
And you should get, and most of the time if you get like poached salmon or something, I'm not a big salmon.
Well, this wasn't poached.
Or what, you know, however they do the salmon.
What are you doing to that salmon?
Most of the time you don't get skin on it.
No, you're not supposed to get skin on it. No. You're not supposed to get, no.
No.
And she didn't like the sauce that was underneath it, but she did like the veggies. My lamb was okay. Nothing special.
Right.
It came right off the bone, so it was cooked nicely and everything. But the risotto was runny.
No.
Now, here's what I've noticed. Before Chef Ramsay and all of his shows, and before Top Chef, I didn't even know what a risotto was. I thought it was a type of bird that was extinct. they haven't seen a risotto in 100 years.
I thought it was a kind of scooter. I had no idea what a risotto was.
But now,
a lot of those things.
But now I'm a food snob. Not because I've had now because of these shows, I've had risotto.
I know. I didn't know what a reduction sauce meant until I watched
it. It's when you leave it outside. It's when your sauce is too large and it's hurting your back.
I thought it was just you left it in the pan too long and evaporated, so it reduced.
That's the Helix secret recipe.
That's what happens to me. I'll put on a pot of water to boil because I'm going to make pasta. I'll forget about it. I come back. Oops, not enough. I have to put more water in and start again.
No, they're talking about stuff like ceviche, which I thought was like a Lucha Libre wrestler. Until I learned. You know, I learned. So now I'm like, and I've talked about this before. I no longer have tolerance for bad service.
Right.
And the meal was just subpar. And it's a shame because it was for the wife to celebrate. And it cost me a good... I could have gone to the Chinese buffet for much less.
And really enjoyed yourself because you know what you're getting.
And gorged myself.
That's the thing, is that when they surprise you with food made a new way because they have to... Oh, everything has to be different. And it's like, no. If you say meatballs, I have a certain expectation of what that is.
See, my concern is this, and coming from Chef Ramsay, if you're an Italian restaurant, you have to have a great meatball.
Yeah.
That has to be... So, I mean, we hadn't been there in a while. In the past, the meals were good. Did we go back? I mean, they were so disappointed. I don't see how we can.
I think that you should actually tell them that, you know, you were surprised by these items. Like, point out, I thought that was a lot for those meatballs. You expect meatballs to be made of a certain kind of meat that they came up, like, this light-colored with... spinach in it. The menu said nothing about that, so you know we were disappointed. And you know, skin on salmon. Do you ask them? Do you have a new cook? Do you plan on keeping them? You know, because maybe they tried somebody else new and they suck, and they'll be gone next week, and you'll be back to good meatballs.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I would do that if I really liked someplace. I would let them know. Let them know what that you were disappointed, and specifically on what.
No, I just, you know, how is everything? Oh, it's good. You know, it's my fault. So if you get a crappy meal there, it's my fault.
You didn't assert yourself.
So Saturday morning, the daughter had a graduation at Success Martial Arts.
Nice.
In Goshen, New York. The daughter is now a brown belt.
She can kick my butt.
Well, she could have done that when she was a yellow belt.
I'm happy that when I break into your house every week, she refrains from kicking my ass.
Yeah, it's very nice of her.
Yeah,
but I mean, how cool is that? I mean, she's just a little kid. She's like a brown belt.
Now, how does this work? Because does this mean that so that she's like one step below the first level of black belt?
No, she's not there yet.
Okay.
After brown comes red.
Okay. Oh.
There's red.
Okay.
Then, if I'm getting this right, there is advanced red.
Okay.
Then there's what called a Bodom belt, which is half red and half black. And that's when you start your 6-month training to become, at least at Success Martial Arts, you start your 6-month training to become a black belt, and it's pretty intense. And then when you've completed that, the black part of the belt goes on top of the red, like you flip the belt, and then you get your black belt. And at Success Martial Arts, in order to become a black belt, you have to break a brick. Now, for longtime listeners of this show, you'll know we've had Sensei Russ on our show on occasion. Used to come down to the compound when we were there. And he had us attempting to break a brick with no training.
That brutal.
Remember that?
Yes.
I think I was the only one between you, me, and Joe who attempted to break the brick.
No, I went...
You broke a lot of things. Joe was the biggest pussy.
I smacked the brick... And I didn't smack it nearly as hard as you, but it was hard enough that I went, okay, that's as hard as I'm going.
I broke the brick, and now we're in one room, and Anthony's working the controls in the other room. Anthony Cumia is working the controls in the other room.
Laughing.
In the other room. So I'm told, well, all right, this is what you got to do. You got to drive down, go through the brick, yada, yada, yada. I got no training. I'm in jeans. Yeah. I'm not dressed for this.
No.
You need some room if you're going to, you know. So I go as hard as I can through the bed. You just hear smack. And then in the other room, you hear Anthony laughing his ass off.
Because it was just this sickening crunching of body against immovable object.
But yet, theoretically, when my girl say she's 8 or 8 and a half, by the time she does 8, 9, she's going to be able to do this. But does she have training? Russ, no training for us.
No, I know. It was just like, thinking? But you know what? He was a gentleman because when he was talking
about...
He
almost broke my hand.
Well, that's on you.
That's on me?
That's on you. Said that we would do that.
Well, Joe didn't.
I know. Well,
I think
no.
Joe, like, touched it like patty cake.
No, well, but Joe's a musician. He was terrified of breaking the bone in his hand.
Is he?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Now, listeners, Joe produces all of the music, a lot of the music segues.
That's
and,
not helping his cause.
So
no, Joe's a musician. But I'm not a musician, but I need my hands.
It's not exactly the same thing.
You're not supposed to hit it with your fingers.
Well, no, I know. But you know what? Hands... You know, those little ligaments and everything, they go into the hands.
Supposed to hit it with the meaty part of the heel of your hand.
I know, and that's what I tried to do, and that didn't go over well. But, you know, he was really nice because we were talking about, you know, combat moves and, like, flipping somebody over, you know, defensive postures. And he looked at me, and he was like, oh, no, not you. And I was like, yeah, you can throw me to the ground.
No,
it's okay.
You were pretty badass at it.
He was terrified, like... I can't throw the girl, and I'm like, throw me to the ground!
No, out of the three of us, Joe was the girl that day. No, Joe was the girl. You were cool. You were ready to go. You know, I put it, you know, this is our sponsor. I went all in and everything. Anthony originally said he was going to, and then he had these various ailments from working out.
Because,
like, the weeks leading up to it, Anthony was like,
talking a good game until it came. All of a sudden, this guy's unloading sticks and bricks and things in his basement. He went... Oh, you know, old war injury. Yeah.
Old man Brittle Cumia couldn't be bothered.
I know.
So Skylar got her brown belt. So.
That's really a pretty amazing accomplishment for such a young lady.
And then she informs us that she wants to be possibly an instructor.
Wow.
Now, she's nervous about breaking the brick to be a black belt.
Did she watch Daddy's show?
No. Here's the thing: if you want to be an instructor at Success Martial Arts, not only do you have to break a brick, you have to break a flaming brick. And I don't mean one that hangs out with the fellas.
Somebody was talking about rainbow belts in the chat before.
Hey!
Hey!
Two snaps and a board break.
Yeah, you don't tie it in that little way that you do around the gi. You have a nice cameo pin.
Yeah, your gi's like tied up in a knot, so your belly button's revealed.
Hey!
Wow, he's so graceful.
Trucker Tom says the ant has carpal tunnel from his 12-ounce curls. Yeah, that could possibly be true.
I thought he said 12-ounce girls.
It's not ounce.
I get confused. My systems of measurement for people and beverages.
Time, weight, different.
Absolutely.
Yes. I'm sorry. I got lost. I was just
So if she ever wants to be an instructor at Success Martial Arts, she has to break a flaming brick.
The flaming brick. Now, brick flambe was not something that I ever saw done before.
They serve it at the Italian restaurant. I was just there.
I was afraid that that's what you had after you ate at the Italian restaurant. And this restaurant is going nameless because you're giving them another shot, maybe? Are you going to talk to them?
No, I don't need to badmouth them. It wasn't like they were rude or anything.
No. I don't mean that. Well, that's what I was hoping. But I'm just saying.
If they were rude, I'd out them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
No, they were not. They were perfectly pleasant.
Well,
they gave us a subpar expensive meal.
I know. That's really bad. There's a restaurant near me that... I really love the ambiance. I really like the owner. Mm-hmm. There are certain things that they do have to eat that are really good. And it was like our special place to go for, you know, special events and things.
You, the cats, Mr. Healy.
Yeah, all of us would load up into the family truckster and go to this place and, you know, sit in the car while they brought it out to our window. No, no, no.
Settle down, Flintstones.
Bronto burger on the edge. But we've had a couple of experiences when we went there for holidays, and they had I don't know how to pronounce anything that's French. I'm a real goober that way, but it's
fries.
Thank
bread.
You. Freedom.
pastries.
Yes. No.
I've just I've,
it's price
onion soup.
Fix.
All French.
Is that
price fix?
Price fix. Is that what it, how you say it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So
when you're American.
And they, you know, fix the price pretty high on these holidays. It's like, yeah, we could have eaten that last night for a lot less because we know this. But then...
Oh, they jack it up for the
holidays. They jack it up for the holidays.
That's bullshit.
And it's pretty much the same food that you always get.
Yes, but now it's a day older.
It's...
it's aged to imperfection.
To imperfection.
Because if it's a holiday, they're not getting it in fresh that day. You know that.
No, they were preparing it yesterday, so
but
they have lots
of
it.
They figure a lot of places are closed for the holidays.
Old and lots of it. But the other thing is that there are certain things that they serve that it's like, that's not really that tasty. And so we've learned what to avoid on the menu, but it's like a place kind of a little pricey and special like that, there shouldn't be anything that you have to avoid on the menu.
Well, yeah. I mean, listen, you got to find a new Burger King.
Yeah, we do. We do. Apparently, they're not following the manual.
No.
To the letter.
The onion rings are a little soggy, and the helixes will not stand for that on their night of celebration.
This will not stand, sir!
No. I understand. It's very. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
I was going to get into the family. I'm not going to bitch about my sister-in-law. Well, I was going to bitch about the sister-in-law.
Oh, please do.
Here's the thing about the sister-in-law. I have to whisper because it's hovering above. Not the sister-in-law.
It's hovering above.
Wife.
The phantom?
Here's the thing. Okay. Whenever she comes down, because she lives up in Massachusetts.
Okay.
Everything has to stop to meet her want and need. And it's just like, well, and the wife is always like, because the wife's the youngest sister. Well, this is the way it is. No. It doesn't have to be this light. She's like, well, you don't understand because you don't have siblings. And that's true.
Well, this is true. However, there are some people that have been coddled in the family unit so long that everybody's just, we just have to roll over and take it because, you know, she has no.
And, and it's like, well, you know. She wants to spend time with her niece. Okay, she can drive up here. It's an hour away. Well, she doesn't like to drive on roads that she doesn't know. She has a GPS. I think we ordered it for her.
There are these old things that they used to put together on paper.
Never heard of them.
Oh, okay. Some people are talented at reading them.
And this has been going... Like, I'll give you an example. Like my wife just got excellent news, like I told you.
Yes.
And because the sister-in-law is having some not... as positive news, actually, a reduction.
Oh, I see.
In her career.
Yes.
We could not brag on
Man. You know, there's their thing. If you are a big girl, you have to put on your big girl panties, and if other people are celebrating good things that happened in their lives, if you are not, unless it's like the day after your husband died.
We were celebrating like good things because our niece graduated college and everything, but we just couldn't celebrate this particular
thing. That's not fair.
I agree.
Totally unfair. Put on your big girl panties and suck it up. Other people have good things and good fortunes in their lives, and just because you're not getting that exact thing doesn't mean that you have to be a poor sport about it when they're talking about theirs. You weren't going to rub it in her face. You were just going to say, my wife had this great thing. Isn't that great? We're very proud of her. It's a big accomplishment.
It is.
Not, and you, sister, suck.
I'll give you another example. Me and my wife were dating for a while. We were dating about 5 years before we got married.
Yeah.
And everything. One of the reasons it took us so long to get married is because I kept her drunk and I was, you know. No.
Tied up.
Yeah. No, but several years into our relationship, she met, my sister-in-law met her husband, her boyfriend. And
yes.
They were going to get married and everything. But because she was older...
The older sister had to get married first.
The older sister had to get married first. But I'm like, but we got all these years in.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Why is our life on hold for this? I don't understand.
Let me ask you this, though. Were you, like, desperate to hurry up and get pregnant?
Well, you know, she still hasn't made me an honest woman. You don't know. But you know what? listen, I guess we were 3-4 years dating at the time. We were living together.
Yeah.
You know, it's like we're ready to take that step.
It's probably, I mean, I think that it's just, the chat is going off. They're
on
going,
this?
Oh no, like Tom says.
He went, oh no, and you were like all sassy, and then you go, Tom says.
Fuck that. I'd be a total dick about it and brag about it anyway.
Well, Tom, do you have siblings? Because I'm an only child, so I always get that. Well, you don't understand.
I have a sibling.
I know you do.
And, you know, it's never been like that. I don't believe that we weren't allowed to talk about a good thing that happened to us because the other one didn't have the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, there are some certain... Actually, there's circumstances going on in my brother's life right now that are not going as well as he would hope.
Right.
But he doesn't negate the good thing, you know, the same thing going well for me.
See, I don't even know if this is coming from the sister-in-law or if it's
just your wife's thought.
The wife and the parents, because everybody would know the S would hit the fan. So I don't really know. But it's just like, ow.
Ow. What did you do?
I ripped my headphones out of my ear.
That actually hurts a lot.
Yeah, it does. Stupid. Anyway. But so, I mean, so I'm just always annoyed by that.
Yeah, Lisa in the chat, and I don't know how to say your name exactly. Chiru, I'm going to say.
Hello, Chiru.
Hello. Is new to our den, and she is, I believe she is here.
Well,
and,
no, it ends with an O.
So no,
it
with
would
a
be
U.
Chira. Oh, it ends with a U? It's
yeah.
a little bit of
so,
both.
I don't know. You're gender ambiguous newbie.
Well,
hi.
If it ended with a Y, it could be male or sometimes female.
It's female.
Oh, hello, Chiru.
I didn't mean to say it. It's female.
like you held Chiru over. Oh, look, the vulva's right here. I don't know why we didn't see this.
I didn't
pet her throat. She likes that.
I didn't have to flip her over. I'm so relieved. Thank you. So is she.
I'll flip you over, Chiru.
And,
it's a service we give here at the den. Tom fought it at first, but he learned to give in.
No, he actually likes it now. If we're not brutal to him during a week, he's hurt.
Well, no, Tom just likes to be flipped over.
Oh, there's that.
Yes.
He says that he has a sister, and they're more brutal to each other than us three are during the show.
Tom, I will get to the comment that you had on Joe's Facebook page, which was hilarious. I'm kind of waiting for Joe
to get
it. We
have to wait for Joe to be here to defend himself.
But that was so wrong and so funny. I had to share it with my wife, and she had the same reaction.
Chiru says that she has 5 brothers, and they're so jealous of each other, so they have the same situation.
Okay.
And Donruss says he has 1 half-brother, but he doesn't like him.
So Donruss is just celebrating all his good news right in front of him.
Yeah,
in your face.
In your face. Look what I got. Neener, neener.
Somebody got a raise. Somebody got a raise.
Na, 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 na. It's not you. Na, 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 na.
Donruss actually makes up good news just to spite his half-brother,
yes,
just to drive him nuts.
He has people email him with good news just so they can show it to him.
Pam Anderson? Yeah, she blew me on the way home today. Funniest thing.
Diva Donnie checking in.
Hello,
hi, everyone.
Diva Donnie.
Yes. And but it's just like a bad thing in a circle of friends, in a family, when somebody is so selfish that they cannot accept somebody else's good news. I was just about to say, okay, now sometimes you have to bend that rule, though. There are certain kindnesses people do for one another because if, say, somebody just had a miscarriage, you don't want to announce that you're pregnant the same day they had a miscarriage. It's cruel.
Well, going along those lines, I also think it's not in good taste when you're at somebody else's wedding and you announce that you just got engaged.
Yes, absolutely not.
But I don't think we're talking about those situations here.
No. I'm just saying,
right,
okay.
There are certain...
in parentheses,
there's certain considerations
yes,
that I think that what you should do for people, even if they're not your sibling, that you should do.
Right.
But, I mean
and it was it's a certain old-fashioned kindness that your wife bestowed on her older sister, let her get married first. But it's old-fashioned.
But she always... I like a good old-fashioned.
Which doesn't.
Probably the woman. Anyway. But she's like such a good sister. She always bends over back. Like, she used to drive up to Massachusetts to fix her computer.
And wow.
So, yeah, she's, and I'm just like, really? We're still doing this?
They don't have Geek Squad up there?
She's up, she's down here for 4 days. She can't drive up here. I go, I'll make a barbecue. Yeah. She's a vegetarian. I'll make some veggie kebabs. I'll go get some veggie burgers. I'll barbecue.
They have things for that.
And the plans always change, and I got pissed off. We had a big fight. And I'm thinking about this. I go, why are you even fighting about this?
Why are you fighting with your wife about it when it's not her that is the one that
because
is
she
obnoxious?
Always acquiesces. Because we'll have agreed that something's going to happen. She's going to go see them at this time. And then that time changes.
Yes. Yes.
So, and it's like, well, why are you doing it? Like in my head, I'm going, you know what? This is stupid. Just you don't have anything planned.
Right.
Yeah, we're just going to maybe buy pillows and a NutriBullet.
I'm so jealous. I want a NutriBullet.
My wife's not happy about it. You can talk to her about it on the
break.
Oh,
okay. I will. this was a problem for me, Mr. Helix, when we were courting. Because
Courting? I remember the first time he threw his jacket on that puddle as you walked over.
It was such a gentlemanly move.
Then he grabbed your tit. And that really was not very gentlemanly.
You know, there's a certain, like, step, a bunch of moves. Going straight from... puddle covering to grabbing the boob. No.
That paid off, though, for Mr. Helix.
It did.
So maybe yes.
In the long run. Yeah, I think that my mouth was saying no, but...
Your boob was saying yes. Your boob actually stuck out and grabbed his hand. It's a very unique. The nipple actually waved like a finger saying, come here.
Oh, gentleman caller.
Very talented breast assist you have.
I do. Yes.
We're lucky and privileged that they are part of our show on a weekly basis.
They say thank you for letting them in the den.
Oh, Don Ross missed them. He didn't really miss Euro in the mic. He's like, oh, you know, those boobs.
Yeah, well, you know what? They have been popular at times.
Yeah, the girls are always big popular. Anyway, so go on.
So, it was a little bit of a problem because I did not completely understand his family scenario. And it was like in that awkward early stage where you don't want to, you can't assume that you're invited to family gatherings. Because we just weren't there yet.
Do you even want to go to family gatherings?
Well, I wanted to meet them. I wanted to meet his family. I wanted to meet his friends. But right. We weren't quite there yet.
I got you.
So he would have something to do with his family. And we were supposed to get together. And it would be like, are you going to do that in the afternoon? Or are you going to do that in the evening? And he'd be all evasive like, well, I don't know. And I thought it was him
right. Putting
me off. And I'd be like...
Now you're hurt. What's wrong with me? You're afraid? Are you hiding me?
Yeah, a little bit.
Sure,
and I was a little like, why can't you tell me?
Are you ashamed of me? Is there another woman?
Can't you spend the morning with me and then do the afternoon thing with them? Or, you know, go with them in the afternoon and then at night we'll go out? I couldn't figure out what the problem was. Then I met his family. The most wishy-washiest, can't make a plan, can't follow the plan, stumble into a plan backwards. No idea what time anything's going to happen, family. And then I went, oh, it wasn't him. He wasn't putting me off. He really had no clue when anything was going to happen because these people can't plan anything. I love them. I've grown accustomed to it.
I've grown accustomed to your strange and irresponsible ways.
Well, they've grown accustomed to our incredible lateness to all events concerning them. But so they have to put up with our lateness and our weirdness and loudness and can't get the hint that it's time to go. And they cannot plan what time anything is supposed to happen and if it's going to happen. Well, I don't know. It's tomorrow. Is it going to happen? Well, so I've gotten used to it. But at first, I was put off. I was really taken aback.
I think the thing that shocked me about this whole thing is I'm adamantly arguing in one side of my brain. The other side of my brain is going, why are you arguing? This is stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
You really escalate, but I'm not going to stop because I'm already in full pissed off mode. And it must be like all the stuff built up through the years. Like I get, because it happens every time.
It sometimes those things have nothing to do with the actual moment. Right. There's a lot of stuff that's like
it's just like you know what to the sister, make some effort, drive up.
Yes.
You don't come up here, drive up here. You want to see your niece because they want to watch Frozen.
Oh yeah.
Come on up here. We'll have a good time. We'll make a day of it. Right. Make a little bit of effort. Because we were just down there on Saturday, and the wife goes back down there on Monday. Supposed to go down there on Sunday, but plans changed.
What would happen, do you suppose?
The world would implode.
Well, I was playing this game with one of my friends at a barbecue over the weekend.
Doctor?
Nurse.
Ah.
Yeah.
Hot.
I you know, it's what, how you play doctor when you're insecure. I'm nurse.
Okay.
Get out the doctor.
Okay.
Anyway, all right, whatever. I was selling her because she was having a situation at work. And I was like, what is the worst thing that could happen? Really? Mm-hmm. What is the worst thing? Are you afraid that you'll get fired? And she's like, no. And I'm like, okay. Are you afraid that, because, you know, if you got fired, then all these other things might happen from that, but you're not even going to get fired. Are you afraid that you'll get yelled at for a moment? Do you think that they'll stay mad at you? No. Okay, so do you think that this is a mistake that only you make? No. So what are you afraid is really going to happen there? So what I'm going to present to you is, what do you think would happen if she actually said the words, could you meet me halfway? Could you make the effort to come to me this time?
I don't think she would come.
Do you think she'd get mad, though?
I don't think she would come.
Okay.
I think it would ruin their little world.
Really?
I think so.
Because she's so used to getting... Yeah. Sheru was saying, worst case scenario. But it would be like...
Worst case scenario, this all backfires and I got to deal with it. That's the worst case scenario.
My sister's not speaking to me and it's your fault.
Yes, that is the worst case scenario. I could have been home doing my own thing if I just stupid would have kept his mouth shut. Now I got an angry wife running around all over the place and a kid that needs to be entertained.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's the worst thing. That's the worst thing that could happen.
Oh, not good. Yeah.
But no, I think they're just so into the roles. And of course, you know, I'm my wife's biggest advocate.
Of course. I mean, actually not of course. It's actually good to see that you're like... I love you, but I would like to see you, like, assert yourself with your family.
You don't understand. You don't have sisters. No, you're right. I don't.
No, but I understand that those scenarios get enmeshed. I you know, I have family
things.
It's just
the way it is. It's always been this way. She's her. She's blank. You know, she is who she is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, and this is a bunch of crap.
Yeah, and it's like, it, you know, maybe she wouldn't be that way. Maybe she would reflect and, like, change her behavior a little bit.
Oh, and by the way.
Uh-huh.
That marriage did not last very long.
Which
one? The one where we had to wait to get married.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so did not last very long at all. So, in retrospect, I think we learned, let my wife go first. Do it my
after you. No, after me.
Yeah, see, that's the lesson there.
Huh.
So
that was a useless gesture.
It really was. Which and I had a, and the funny thing is I had to. This was a fight at the time. He had to be part of my wedding party. He had to be one of my groomsmen.
I don't even remember.
And
this
they
guy.
Were fighting at the time too. They were already in the rocks. I didn't know that at the time.
Oh my god! Oh my god! I don't even remember the guy.
It doesn't matter. Neither does anybody else in the family. So it's fine.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, he was a nice enough guy, but we knew it wasn't going to last. They had knocked down, drag out fights and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
I mean, but a lot of people have those kind of fights, but it's like they don't always end up in divorce. But if you're having them early on during what's supposed to be like the kind of honeymoon period, or at least the refractory period, you're not supposed to be like at each other's throats that early, unless it just wasn't not meant to be. Or you should get on one of those shows, like, you know, those marriage counseling shows.
Mm-hmm.
Those people are nuts.
Yeah, we should have them on this show. Wait, we do.
Wait. Yeah, how's it going?
One quick thing, and then I want you to share your good news.
Okay.
One quick thing. If I call you for directions, because I had a gig on Sunday for the veterans at a veterans hospital in Queens, in Jamaica. I don't know where Jamaica is. I'm told it's by JFK. I'm like, oh, it's Long Island.
Right.
That's what I think.
That's
I think too. Because as Joe will tell, because every time I go out there, I go, I don't know why the hell I go out there. If I'm not in Manhattan or the Bronx, there's no reason to go out there. There's nothing out there. And as Joe likes to say, well, it's not like they whisk us off the island either. Joe constantly reminds me.
But the thing is that you and I both grew up in New Jersey, and so going out there, any place beyond Manhattan, okay, we know where Long Island is, but the stuff in the middle, eh.
It's like I tell Joe, the only thing Long Island is convenient to is if you want to get to the Atlantic Ocean. It's the only thing.
Beaches are out
there.
It's
like, you know, I want to make a swim for England. Okay, the island's a good start.
Yeah, look, this part sticks out really far. At least it'll be closer to England.
So I don't really get an address from the guy who hires me for this thing. So I put in the old GPS, the magic box, and it has Jamaica Hill, Jamaica Way,
everything's called Jamaica something.
Yeah, so I call them up because I punch in the zip code. I call them and go, listen, which Jamaica are you? And I give them the zip code. He goes, no, it's not 47, it's 44. And this is the building number. Okay, thanks for the tip.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I think, well, you call the place, you think you're talking to somebody that knows a little better.
It was so far away, it was in a different zip code where you were looking?
Yeah. So I make decent time. I get time for a slice of pizza because you're in New York.
Yeah.
I'm in Brooklyn. I went from black hats and black hoods with a Hasidic to just black. Got to see the sights. You know, go, I don't want to be near those people. They're too much like me, but not so much. So I don't want to be near those people because I'm nothing like them and they might stab me. Either way, I'm not walking around. No, they're perfectly lovely all. I'm not Donald Sterling. I won't sell Davin's Den. Anyway. No, well, whatever. So I'm going through the different neighborhoods. I don't know Brooklyn, though. So I get my slice of pizza.
Right.
And everything. I got plenty of time. I go to the place, the address on Linden Boulevard.
Right.
It's an apartment building.
Oh, no.
I call them up. I'm like, you're not, where are you? Oh, no. Oh, I don't know where you are. Then the guy who gave me the thing passed me off to somebody else. She's like, oh, no. You're in Brooklyn.
Oh.
You need to be in Queens.
Oh.
I called your place.
You're in a completely different borough.
I'm in a completely different, and all the lights and everything.
Oh, my God.
So now I'm running late, and I don't have the guy who hired me's phone number, so I'm like eating a slice, driving, stuck in traffic, trying to Facebook the guy who hired me, because I'm like, check your, I don't have your number, calling Joe. Like, help me.
Yeah, oh, is that why I got this weird... I got a text.
Well, I just sent it just to Joe, I believe.
Yeah, but then
Joe responded to everybody.
I was at the supermarket, and you guys are having a long conversation on my phone. I'm like, what the hell?
Technology's hard. A bitch for Joe.
Technology's hard. I was like, this is hilarious. This is about them, too. What am I doing in this conversation?
So now I'm running late, so I finally get in touch with the guy. I go, listen, man, I'm sorry. I'm not going to be there. I was like, no, don't worry. It starts at 2:30. I thought it started at 2. I'm like, yeah, well, I know. I just like to be there a half an hour early. So I do get there after it starts. And there's a whole bunch of buildings. Nobody tells me what, like, when I call the place, they do tell me the building. The guy who hired me didn't tell me the building.
Oh, God.
So it's like all these crappy directions.
You're horrible.
But I'm like, you know what? It's for the vets. It's for the vets. Aww. Because I'm like thinking, I want to go run home. I've had enough of this. Going home. I'm fighting with the wife. I don't need this crap right now. I'm just going home. The pizza was good, but still, I don't need this.
He drove all the way to Brooklyn for a slice.
Well, it was jerk chicken pizza. I had never had that before.
That's interesting.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, well, who am I not to?
Yeah, really. Where would you get this again?
In between the Hasidic and the African Americans stood this. Something we could all agree upon.
To make it pizza.
Delicious.
Jerk chicken.
Oh, by the way,
pizza.
I spilled like jerk chicken on the seat. So now I'm driving. I got jerk chicken. I'm trying to scrub it because I got like some hot water in there from a water bottle that's been sitting in the car for 6. I'm scrubbing. I'm driving.
Oh, the
I'm talking.
Cancer water.
I'm texting with Joe. All the things you're not supposed to do. You're trying to get to the stupid gig.
You're dry cleaning a suit. You're doing everything
pretty
at
much.
Once.
Taking care of a tranny. Whatever's called for.
They're supposed to take care of you while you're driving. Don't you know how to do
no,
this?
No, I picked them up. It was the least I could do.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was good. Oh, that's not the stick shift.
So they were very – the guy who hired me is like, listen, I think you've done better because it's a very hard gig. I mean, a lot of these are older vets. And
oh, yeah.
They're out of it.
Yeah.
And everything. We're talking wheelchairs, missing an eye, this type of thing. And there's not a lot of them and everything.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you know, but I'm like, listen, man, I know how to – it'll be fine. Yeah. Because I've done a lot of – really tough gigs for like seniors and everything.
Yes.
Like I try to be optimistic. I haven't been getting on stage a lot, but I try to be optimistic. He was very happy with it.
Oh, that's good.
So that was good. And they were happy. So that was good. But here's my point. If I call you and you're at the place I'm trying to get to and you don't know your fucking zip code, pass the phone immediately.
To someone else.
Yes, because that's why I was in the wrong place.
Oh, this is another reason why. I know most people have GPS. I have not figured mine out yet. But
it's like 3 years old.
I know it is. I know. We'll work on it of these weekends.
We'll plug it in when they have new technology.
Yes, that's pretty much how we work. We're still trying to figure out that new microwave thing they're talking about.
Just enjoy your VCR.
Yes, sir. But one of the things that is really annoying is the common wisdom, at least the common wisdom of my generation, was that if you're lost, stop in a gas station and ask for directions. No.
No, you can't do that. Well, there was a lovely woman who like was from the place who was like really helping me out a lot. So thank goodness for her.
Right.
But the funniest thing is, you know, it's like, pull over and ask somebody for directions. Like,
no.
Nobody's talking to me.
Do you have any idea where I am?
No, they were fine, but people, they got the headphones on and everything. It's not that easy. And I'm already late. I'm in no mood.
And the people,
the tranny's complaining.
There's jerk chicken all over him. You messed up his outfit.
It really wasn't a slice. I just jerked his chicken. That's what got all over my seat.
You liked it. But you can't ask people at gas stations because none of them
Nobody
live in
knows.
Those neighborhoods, no. And they don't know where anything is.
Well, they know where where Bali is.
Well, yeah, which direction's Mecca?
Yeah.
But can't tell me what's on the next block. None. No idea.
You know, maybe they just don't want to be wrong and come back and get shot.
You know,
nobody's willing to take a chance anymore.
I know. They won't give you nobody will give you the proper information about somebody if you call up for a resume, like a reference.
Right.
And nobody will tell you that something's over in the next block over. No one wants to be involved.
So, I don't know what the news is, but you said you had something you want to share with everybody.
I did. You know, a couple weeks back, I was, sharing with our listeners that I was having a medical issue, and I was telling them at length about the bizarre things that happened to me in the ER when I went in.
It was a probing, in-depth conversation.
It was very probing. It was very ouchy probing. But so I didn't want to go into too much detail because I really didn't think anything was terribly, terribly wrong.
Right.
It turned out that I had a couple of cysts, and at the time they told me they couldn't rule out cancer. But I have heard from the doctor completely cancer-free.
Yay!
Yes! Thank you.
That is great news.
Yes. No, I'm not pregnant, Tom. That ship has sailed.
It's the baby Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'd rather just see him in my toast. I really don't want to see him in my hoo-ha. But
sticking his head out. Not ready yet.
Hello. Thank you, Cheryl. So, I mean, I really didn't think it was going to be a problem, but it's always nice to be told, no, definitely not.
Well, you weren't sure. You were a little concerned.
A little, you know, and I went to see the thanks, Tom, and Diva Donnie and Lisa. Thank you, Densters. I was a little concerned. So I didn't realize how concerned I was until today. And my nice husband went with me, and
as
I was
opposed
just
to the crappy one that didn't go with you to the emergency room.
Yeah, the crappy husband. No. I told him stay home. There's no reason the two of us should sit there and wait while I poop my brains out in preparation for a test. So it was good things. Good things, great news. Oh, thank you, everybody. And the chatsters are very happy. So
is there anything else, or is that it?
No, that was it.
That is fantastic news. We are glad you are healthy. Joe has just walked in, so we're going to take our first break of the evening, and then Joe will join the program. So let me find what I need to play.
Why do we even just take a break? Just snap it right in half.
No.
You can listen to Davin's Den live every Tuesday on extremejams.com. That's extremejamz.com. WKAD Radio, Wicked, Clutch and Wiggle, CyanetRadio.com, TalkSuperStation.com, The Juggernaut, MacDaddyRadio.com, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, DavinsDen.com. TheIndieAuthority.com also has apps so you can listen live on all mobile platforms, including BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. If you miss Tuesday night's show, you can download the show at any time on DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, PodAlmighty.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm. Scammer clips are available on iHeart or DavinsDen.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.